So we're just heading now over to the American building known as the command deck. Hello, Dominic King.
Dominic, hello. How are you?
Very good, Rob Thompson. Very
nice to see you.
How
are you?
Very well.
Please come in. I'm the deputy commander here in what is rather complicatedly called Regional Command Southwest, but our headquarters is responsible for supporting the Afghan National Security Forces in Helmand Province, but also in Nimruz Province, which is to the west.
So, Brigadier, people listening at home in Kent would be really interested to know about what actually drawdown means, because it's kind of a word, isn't it, it comes in a headline in the news.
And when we lift off, will be a decision for theatre commanders to make in accordance with the tactical situation. I don't really like the drawdown word. What we're continuing to do is to support the Afghan National Security Forces, the army and the police, as they increasingly own the responsibility for security in their land. They've already got the lead for security responsibility. They had that last year. And so all the operations today are being planned by Afghans, both around the protected communities by the police intimately, but also further afield by the Afghan army. So I think people at home would want to know that we're doing probably four things. We're operating here, so we're protecting ourselves, because that's really important, and the Taliban remain a difficult and challenging enemy. We're supporting the NSF in what we would call security force assistance, pompous words, but what it means is that we're building institutional capability. We're helping them operate as a force in the field. The third thing we're doing is transition. So we're getting ready to hand over the airfield. We're getting ready to hand over the infrastructure and the equipment, that some of which is not going to come back to the United Kingdom. And the final thing that we're doing is getting ourselves redeployed. And the redeployment is something that needs to be done really carefully. We will do it in good order, and we will achieve the direction that has been set before us by the Prime Minister.
What do you think you are leaving behind in Afghanistan?
There's been huge progress in the whole of Afghanistan, and it's not just about Helmand and Nimruz. I was last here for a long period of time in 2009, and when I look at the place in 2009 and then look at it again today, that change is unrecognisable. The threat from Al-Qaeda to our country out of the badlands of southwest Afghanistan has been removed. We've built an Afghan national security apparatus that is going to deliver security for its people.
And you're confident about when you leave the country, this country will be safer?
It's not going to be perfect. Let's not kid ourselves. But I would be happy to stand on the battlefield with any Afghan soldier that I have currently worked with. And people should be aware that they are a very capable organisation. And I think it won't be perfect. Of course it won't.
There's razor wire that goes all the way around. There's perimeter fencing. What's happening out there?
Well, I won't go into the absolute tactical detail, because that would hand an advantage to the enemy, which you would not want Radio Kent to deliver. But I think it's really important that people at home do understand that you don't stand still to protect yourself. No boxer has ever got through to a championship by defending himself. So you have to be on the front foot, which means you have to deal with threats when they become dangerous and real and recognisable, and you have to treat them. So we want to stay on the front foot. So where we're going out beyond the fence, we're doing it either to help the NSF deliver their security, or we're delivering force protection for our own people here in Bastion, Leatherneck, Shurabak. And you can't do that by staying within the wire. That would just invite trouble. So you have to project force in order to make sure that you disrupt the enemy.
Man of Kent or Kentish man?
So Sevenoaks I would claim as home, and the family currently live in Biggin Hill.
And your mum lives in Tunbridge?
Mum lives in Tunbridge, just outside in Hildenborough. My old man was the vicar of St Nicholas Church in Sevenoaks. Kentish man has found his way to Bastion Leatherneck.
As Camp Bastion gets smaller and smaller and the infrastructure starts to disappear leading up to that end date by the end of the year, how vulnerable will the people who are still here be?
We will take no risk on force protection. So I can assure everybody at home that we will stay on the front foot. We will make sure we keep the right capabilities in place, and we will protect our people to the end.